Thanks for joining me, Sunshines. It's just gone 10 minutes past three. We've had some tremendous weather, glorious weather in the Western Cape. It has been very, very warm in Cape Town. And so many looking forward to the switch tomorrow as we move on to Hollywoodbet's Kenilworth, which has had quite a facelift whilst we were at Hollywoodbet's Durbanville. So very exciting stuff. It's a terrific card. Nine races are carded. I'm sure we'll have great attendance tomorrow. Mr. Benson sent through the following, Lance Benson from the Sporting Post. He says, gates open at 11 a.m. Of course, free entry. There's food and drinks, outside shaded seating. There's a kids' play area, live entertainment. And of course, we've got feature horse racing on the day. So the first race, Hollywoodbet's Kenilworth, starts off at 12:50. And it is the Hollywoodbet's Kenilworth welcomes you, maiden plate, over 1,200 metres. On the subject of the sports book, the Syndicate have a runner in the first race. That is called Inside Story. If you have a look at the form line, they ran against each other, Oz and Kerr, an Inside Story. They finished behind a horse who was a surprise winner, a horse called What a Thief. On that meeting, Oz and Kerr had the beating of Inside Story by two lengths, but really Inside Story, one immediately thought would come on from that first run. So I don't think there's going to be much between them. By the way, the only scratching at this early stage, take out number nine, Rainbow Colours. After that, you've got Gimme's Laddie, who started off the career in KZN. Last time out, Gimme's Laddie was behind Max the Otter. The blinkers are now on. It's the second run after the rest. And then you've got Cafe Culture. There's been some support for that debutant from 20 to 1 to 5 to 1. Hollywoodbet's are reporting. The comment there, nice colt has galloped, just maybe a tad green. So Inside Story, 3.57 to 1 to 2.86 to 1. Oz and Kerr is at 3.03. The exotics only start off in the second race. But as far as the opener is concerned, tentative choice would be the 11 Oz and Kerr from the three, who is Gimme's Laddie, the seven Inside Story, and then after that, probably Charlie Malone, number four on the card, but not as interested in the first as I am in the races still to come. So 11-3-7-4, race one. Race two, now we're talking. It's buy pot time, www.hollywoodbets.net. This is run over 1,200 metres. It's a maiden plate for the fillies. Red Sash is quoted at a price of 11 to 10, if you like Red Sash, who has been runner-up the last two. Now, in this race, I thought that the Brett Crawford yard had a particularly strong hand. They've got the 15 is a horse called Egret. The penultimate run was on the Polly in KZN. Last time out raced at Durbanville, raced wide. It was the first run in the province. Richard Faree is now in the irons, and I think that is going to run a much improved race. It's currently 7.14 to 1. A win. I like the place bet. I really do. 8 to 10 makes a lot of appeal to me about Egret, I must say, in race two. That's for the first four. I'm hopeful that 15 Egret certainly would run into the first four. So the selection is the Crawford yard to dominate. We're going to go with the favourite, Louis Cotwa, on the 11th Red Sash from that stable companion, 15 Egret. And those two really stood out for me. Then after that, the 12 and the 7. 11, 15, 12, 7. Personally, if I was playing a bipot, I'd put both of them in. The third race is a classified stakes, fillies and mares. It's the Hollywoodbet's Punters Challenge, and we won't forget about that. We've got to be on 5 minutes before the off of the first race. And we had one of our fellow punters who was running into the last leg, the last meeting. Great money to be won there. So don't forget about the Punter's Challenge. So this is run over 1,200 metres. It is the start of the place accumulator. Quite frankly, I couldn't separate them yet. I'm mulled over this race. I thought my own personal play in the bipot and PA, I would go very wide here. Number 7, Hunting Trip, is 1.67 to 1 in the betting. Cityscape is a 3.57. Camille Claudel, who returns from a 119-day rest. I think we can ignore that last run, which was over 1,500 metres, over-raced on that occasion, and that put pay to any chance you may have had. Country Time is at 8.33 to 1 now. This horse only won a maiden last time out. There have been 11 runners from the form line, no winners, but even that I would include. I'm not so crazy about the other recent maiden winner. Number nine, I'll Slip Away. There have been seven runners there, no winners. In fact, the horse that I'll Slip Away beat was a horse called Strawberry Light, who ran recently here in the Western Cape and went off at restrictive odds and actually ran unplaced. But what I'm saying is even the likes of Country Town, I wouldn't completely exclude. So just going with the four, Cityscape, but I can hardly separate them from the five, Camille Claudel. The six on the card, Cheolum's Delight. If I was actually going for value, that would probably be it. What's the price on that one? 10 to 1 a win, 16 to 10 a placing. So I'm going to put a tick next to that at double figures, and then the seven hunting trip, 4, 5, 6, and 7. The fourth race, it'll be pick six time. You need to be on by 14:35. It's a maiden special weights. Cape Racing honours Henry Devine. This is run over 1,600 metres. Now, the betting on the fourth race reads as follows. The nine on the card is El Yende, or El Yende, who is actually owned by the Hollywood Syndicate. This one has shortened 2-1. Jazz Bella is at 5-2. Then you've got Typeface the One at 7.14. They are betting 10-1 and better the balance. Now, El Yende may be looking for the trip, is up to a mile, but is a maiden special weight. Is carrying 60, so conceding 2 kgs to Jazz Bella. If you look at Jazz Bella, has lost the last two starts when going off at 5-10 and 7-10. El Yende last time out went off at 5-10 and also couldn't notch up the victory. So for me in this race, I'm rather going to steer clear of those two. I'm not talking about a win bet, but I like a horse really to run a place, and that is a horse called Defining Moment, number six, who's only got the 53 kgs on the back. Gareth Wright has the ride there, and that one is at a nice price too, 12.5-1 a win, but I like a little bit of the 15-10 a place, the first four, like we liked Egret earlier on. So that being the case, I'm going to go 6-8-9-3, 6-8-9-3 in race number four on the card. The fifth race, jackpot start. This will be the non-black prestige plate run over 1,400 metres. And then the fifth race, Inara's Dynasty, is your favourite at a price of 13-10. I see at one stage was as short as even money. This could just be a blur of those Drakenstein silks. In fact, I think I've tipped them 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold My Hand is at 3.57. Golden Hostess is at 4-1. I'm keen on the source Future Girl, who's at 6.25-1. It is the second run after a rest. I just believe that she is better than that last effort. So I'm leaning towards the 5 Future Girl at that price from the 2 Inara's Dynasty, who's certainly the best weighted, has trotted up the last two starts. Then the 8, Golden Hostess, and the 6, 5, 2, 8, and 6. I'd certainly include the 8 in those trifectas. I think that'll run fairly well. But the 5 is going to be the first choice Future Girl in race number 5. The sixth race is the non-black Need for Speed Sprint, non-black type, over the 5 furlong. Now, in this race, Hit Them Hard Sunshine with Hollywood open 16-10, nearly 17-10, shortened even money is now 11-10. The horse is returning from 139 days. Needless to say, my analysis will be biased. All I can tell you, what do the stable comments come through as? Prep run, but doing well. I know the horse put in a useful gallop. It was a pleasing enough gallop. Grand Fanikak is the rider. If there is a worry for me, he needs to settle in the early part. That is key. But basically, the news there is that the horse is not at his peak. He's not at his peak. However, he has the class to win. So he is the best weighted horse in the race. Now, if you look past him, the opposition, they're one or two maybe, but I thought the rest of them didn't have much of a chance. If there is a danger, I think the 8 Red Impact would be one of those. This is Liam Courtois for Brett Crawford. The current price of red impact is 6.25 to 1 as he has eased out from 5.56. There was money for tough terrain. Grand for Nickak has been doing the work and will be on Hit the Mard Sunshine. Richard Faree is riding for the Snaith Yard. He's on the 5, tough terrain, who last time I'd actually ran 4 1/4 lengths behind Charles Dickens. Look, he could only win on the maiden debut. It wasn't the debut, but it was the maiden victory, and won like a good thing by 6 lengths. However, there have been 12 runners from that form line. I see just 1/3, but last time it was a good run. End of the day, we got to go with the Sunshine. So we're going the 7, Hit Them Hard Sunshine from the 8, Red Impact, then the 5, who is tough terrain, and then the 6. 7, 8, 5, 6, really hoping for the best. I'll be on course, and my goodness me, I'd be absolutely over the moon, because the Sunshine has been out of action for some time. We go to race 7, the Listed Southeaster Sprint, over 1,100 metres. Give Me a Prince is at 4.55 to 1. Last time out, we liked Ambiorix. The trip here, though, is 1,100 metres, so I'm not strong like I was last time out. That's at 6.67 to 1. Serge is the very same price, 6.67 to 1. The horse I like, we also put forward, we made a case for last time out. It didn't work out. I see that Alda de Meyers plus a half. It is the peak run, really. Sunshine, if there was one on the day I was having a nice each-way bet on, this would be at a horse called Resonate. I see was 8.33 to 1, came into 8 to 1, is now 7.14 to 1. This horse, by the way, was third last year behind Bereave, and Bereave is back, but Bereave has been off for 235 days. I see, in fact, Resonate is 6.5 kgs worse off with Bereave, but there's been a long gap with the aforementioned. So, 16, Resonate is going to be the clear-cut selection. For second, I like the 4, Safe Return. A Safe Return is a 10 to 1, and after that, take your pick. It's much of a muchness here. You may want to go fairly wide once again. I'd probably go with the 12, Give Me a Prince, and the 3, Intrepid. So 16, 4, 12, 3. Race 8, the Grade 3 Cape Classic. We've got the 5, Charles Dickens. At one stage was 0.46, is now 4 to 10. At My Command is 6.67. In fact, I'm having a look. It's hard to find money anywhere. One or two roughies. Maybe some thought was a little bit generous. The pricing on offer, they have come in slightly, but an overwhelming favourite. And I think it's lunacy. We'll be looking for spooks going against Charles Dickens. So the 5, Charles Dickens, we'll all be aghast if he doesn't win. Then the 10, At My Command, the 7, Lord William, and the 2, Port Louis, 5, 10, 7, 2. Just having a look here, Hot Hot Fruit. There's a game, Spinner's Zonke Saturday night. Of course, don't forget about that. The Jackpot Race Night from 8.33 to 10.30. I'm just looking at 300 Rand spin, returned 1,024,700 Rand on Hot Hot Fruit. My goodness. Some people are just very, very lucky. So Charles Dickens in race number 8. Race 9 is the Hollywood Bets Bright Future over 1,200 metres. I'm sure we'll end off with a race where I think the way to go could possibly be the Quartet. And the way I saw it, I am going with the Lucinda Woodruff duo. Yeah, I think they'll both run well. Dean Street, I believe, is better over the 1,200. If you look at Ragnar Lothbrok, number 8 on the card, Ragnar Lothbrok, returning from a 69-day rest, this horse has come well, but I think really enjoyed the wet going, which is certainly not going to be the case tomorrow. It's going to be very firm. So that one is at 4.55 to 1. The other horse from the Woodruff Yard is a horse called the Second Wave, who is number 2 on the card. Simunga Kamalu has the ride, and I think that one can also run well. So I'm going with the Stable Companions, the 7-2, and I'd probably play around in the Quartet with those two. Then after that, the 12, the 1, and I'd even throw in the 8. Certainly, maybe if you want to play wide, and I'm talking about the pick 6 purposes, but personally, in the place accumulator, I'll be taking my chances with the Stable Companions, 7-2, 12, and 1. Race 9, 5.30 is the off time there. We'll be at the track bright and early, looking for a fantastic day's racing at Hollywood Bets Kenilworth. Enjoy sunshines. Let's hope we hit them hard. Bye-bye.